The Josh and Zachary Show may never be as funny as this, or this, or even this. But at least they smell better.
Zach, speaking of all things horrific.
Yes.
And I'd love for you to, I'd love to get your opinion on this, Zach. Google have just, they've done Google Earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Old news.
Yeah. Boring. I've seen the Earth.
Flush that down the toilet.
I live on it. Why would I want to look at it? Right. Yeah. That's like saying, "Oh, Josh, we've done Google your hand." Oh, good. Yeah. I can just look at my hand all day.
So that's where my thumb is. I thought of it. No.
But they've gone stuff that we've done Google Earth.
Yeah.
Then they've done Google Street View.
Right? Yeah. They've tried to jazz it up.
Hey, this is what your house looks like from the outside. Oh my god! I had no idea. I couldn't have just walked out because I am under house arrest. I think that's the only people who get a buzz out of Google View, the ones that are on house arrest. How much did I love that joke when I had to say it twice?
Mm-hmm.
They've gone nuts to that. Yeah. They've done Google Ocean.
Yeah. Right? Whoa.
a lot of whales using the World Wide Web.
MS Paint Blue. There's your Google Ocean.
But they've gone, all right, stuff all this. Let's go one better.
Yeah.
What have they done? Google?
Mars.
Nah.
Oh, well, that's not exciting.
Yeah, nah, that would be better.
Yeah.
MS Paint, red. That's all you need to do. Nah, they've done Google Moon.
Okay.
And I don't know, I haven't used it myself. I couldn't give a goddamn, right? If I want to see some moon, I'll just Google it. Not the Google Moon, I'll just Google some nice pictures of it. All right, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
You ever Google the moon?
You'll trust the people to have worked out what the interesting bits are.
Yeah, or look, I was born with a neck. I was born with the ability to move it. I'll just gaze up every once in a while if I want to check if the moon's still there. Not that I would. If ever I want to know if the moon's there, I just go down to the beach. If there's waves, I go, okay, moon is still in this place.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
When I want to know that the moon's still there, I just look around. If people aren't screaming in panic, it's a good indication that the moon's still there.
All things Google have not taken into consideration, other ways to see the moon. But very avid internet user, someone who has just taken Google Moon and ran with it,
mm-hmm.
They've been buzzing around the moon virtually for a while now.
Yeah, can't come into work today on the moon.
Yeah. Well, old Anderson in accounts has really applied himself.
They're having to get notes from NASA.
And to think we accused him of stealing stationery. Apparently, he's turned that into a spaceship and shot himself straight up into outer space.
We could learn a lot from him.
Hang on, promote him. So they found something on the moon, Zach, that's very horrifying.
Okay.
And if you've got some horrifying music, I'd love for you to play it. So, mood has been set.
Yeah.
Mate, what they found on the moon is something that looks like someone standing up on the moon.
Oh!
Scary stuff.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
Oh, no. It's
and I'm losing control.
Okay, Zach's losing control because someone... it's like he's... I don't know. I can't think of the rest of that song.
It's
you better shape up, mate.
I know.
Right?
Ooh, I know. Because you need a co-host.
Mate, it looks like there's an alien just basically wandering around the moon.
Who is this?
Oh, I don't know who it is, mate. I don't know, mate. That's just,
Jenny
that's...
from accounts. She's done the same stationary spaceship trick as well.
He printed out his blueprints and left them on the printer. She's gone, hang on a sec. The
dumbest mistake to make.
A space shuttle out of post-it notes. I can do that. Honey, I won't be making dinner tonight. Get pizza for the kids. Yep. I have a spaceship to build. Oh, my God. Jenny has ruined her life once again. And now she thinks that she can go into outer space. Mate. Aliens on the moon.
I mean, aliens on the moon.
I don't know why. I mean, maybe they should have hung out on the dark side of the moon. This is a bit of a rogue alien.
You think
I
it's
reckon.
The dumb alien?
He's like, it is so dark over here. I can't even get a bloody word in edgewise with these guys. And he's gone, I need a bit of peace and quiet. Get away from the other aliens. And he's gone around to the light side of the moon, the one that we can see, the one that we know and love.
Yeah.
And then he's gone, the most unfortunate of times, mate.
He's been spotted.
Photographed.
Yeah, caught with his pants down. Did he have his pants down?
Mate, no word on whether his pants were up or down.
Okay, well, we need confirmation on that.
I would love confirmation
If anyone's seen the alien on the moon, $3.21.0197, can you confirm for us if the alien has his pants up or down?
Oh, yes, that's ideally what you want. Zach, the X-Files theme that we were playing has gone a little bit...
It's gone rogue.
I mean, let's just...
What is? How is that the X-Files? It says the full theme.
It's an X. It's a remix of the X-Files theme.
No, it's the full version.
If it wasn't scary enough, it's now being.
You Do we want to just skip back to the scary part?
Nah, I think we're pretty much done with. I think we're pretty much done with the moon talk. But mate, aliens.
Aliens. Hate what
them,
do they want?
Hate them or rate them. 3221019 7.
I think the aliens are a good thing.
Are we believing in aliens on the show? Oh, as a show conglomerate, are we believing in aliens?
I'm casting my vote for yes.
A big yes to aliens?
Yep.
I would like to say no.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Because I'm scared of aliens.
There's infinite space.
Well, allegedly.
Well, no, not allegedly.
Just throwing a spanner in the works. NASA's scratching their heads. Hang on,
Josh says it isn't.
Hang on.
Let's get his theory on it.
I reckon it's just painted flyboard up there.
That's basically what science is.
Speculation.
What's he saying? Yeah, no, we'll go with that one. Hang on, he's saying something different. Come here, mate. What's your theory?
It's just God business.
Yeah. Morons. Josh, I think we're saying yes to the aliens.
Yes to the aliens?
I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I wanted...
Using your time wisely?
I wanted to make a nice little production piece out of this. Are you aware of the Arecibo message?
I am aware of the Arecibo message, the message that they sent to the aliens.
They beamed it out into space.
I'd love to know what it said.
I think it's a bunch of songs, bunch of our top 10 hits.
Oh, what, the top 10 planet Earth hits?
Yeah, a bit of a recording, being like, yo, what's up? We're a bit of Earth over here.
Living life.
If you're going to come, please don't bring guns.
Living large and in charge down here. If you want to pop on by.
Come at me, bro. That's what it says.
Just the message it's saying, that. Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
It's a declaration of war. Dumbest thing for them to do. It was the 50s, I believe.
The guy
was
angry. He found his wife cheating on him. And the day was he was supposed to write the message. And he thought, nah, nuts to this. Yeah. I'm just going to, you know, everyone can be everyone.
It was an alien that the wife was cheating on him with.
So it was just a guy in a suit.
Well, this is what these aliens do, Josh, and it's people say it's not a fact, but I'm going on record as saying this is fact. No, they definitely do this.
Heard it here first.
I don't know if you've seen the Futurama episode where they intercept old TV shows that have been on air thousands of years ago.
So you're saying there's aliens up there throwing their heads back in laughter at Seinfeld's pilot going, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I don't think it'll take off, though.
They love it. Yeah, they, surprise.
10 seasons later.
They're loving it. The AM band actually travels through space.
Yes.
Much faster than any other frequency broadcast.
So the Josh and Zachary show is being heard by aliens all over the place.
We're going light speed out there, mate.
Yes,
so finally. I was thinking we need to make something that we can put together, give a couple of messages out to the aliens, just in case they tune in to the Josh and Zachary show.
What do you mean, just in case they tune in? Of course they're tuning in.
Well, of course they're tuning in.
They're going to tune in to Slowpoke FM, aren't they?
No. And I also made up the fact that AM travels fastest. But...
Now my heart's going at a million miles an hour. I'm thinking I've got aliens in my ear I'm thinking, hang on a sec. They come and attack. Who are they not going to attack? Their favourite radio show. The Josh and Zachary show.
Mate, you got it in one. I don't know why I keep pointing at you.
I have no idea, but it's really concerning. Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, I'll introduce you to your brand new girlfriend straight after this.
Fantastic.
The Josh and Zachary show? Nah, I've never heard of it.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
We certainly are, Josh.
Broadcasting under the cover of darkness.
The late, great... Robin Williams.
In respect of the great man himself. Very tricky.
Very tricky indeed.
Very tricky to do this, touching little buttons and wondering what the hell I'm doing. Zach, how's your love life?
How's my love life? Lacking.
Lacking?
I would say.
Surprising. Very surprising.
I'm not sure how that's surprising. You've known me for many years and we frequently catch up to discuss certain things.
Didn't detect any... sarcasm in my voice, Jezza.
No, I didn't.
No, not lacking more so your sarcasm detector as much as it is your love life. I've known this about you for a very long time, Zach, and I fear that you're kind of at your wit's end. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Yeah, well, if I'm at any end, I guess it's my wit's end.
I mean, there's a lot of us that are a lot of us are kind of all settling down, bit of a girlfriend situation. I caught a movie, Zach. Over the weekend.
This is what I feared it would be. I already know where this is going, and I knew this would happen. Part of me thought you actually did have a girl for me to meet. That part of me has completely gone out the window now. Continue.
It was called Planet of the Apes.
Good joke. Yep, okay. Planet of the Apes. Let's kick him while he's down.
No, the movie was...
Oh, I'm depressingly alone. Please. Can you make some radio fodder out of that?
I certainly can. Turn a bad situation into good. Bad, we'll of course, see. Being for you. Good, of course, being for me. The movie was called Her.
Okay, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix, you know, very very talented actor. Basically, the movie is about... It's set in the modern... in the future times. Which is where all good movies should be set. Mate... Broke up with his missus a long time ago. I mean, that's basically the story. But he's found love in basically a new operating system.
Yeah, of course he has.
artificial intelligence, all the rest of it, all the good stuff.
I don't know why I thought this would be a good thing.
Yeah, did you? I saw you brushed your hair and you...
I thought, oh yeah, I might have a date. I might have a date next week.
Smelling a bit of cologne on the on your Zaka.
I was driving here, I was planning out what I'd do if I got a date this week. I was like, oh, where could I go? And then, like, what would I be able to talk about on the date?
Mate, I'm
back on the radio.
Mate, I'm offended that you're not...
I'm annoyed.
I'm offended that you're not... welcoming this opportunity with open
continue
arms.
Okay, yeah, let's do the big joke. Come on.
Fell in love with this computer yeah. Basically. artificial intelligence, good stuff, all the good stuff. Mate, but don't be offended.
Well, I am.
He's a real nerd loser. So, I don't know if you've looked...
What are you, drawing parallels from that to me?
I don't know if you've looked in a mirror in a while, but you're certainly taking a few attributes from that. Oh, glasses are off. Oh, sorry, where'd the nerdy little girly boy go? I see a very intimidating young man.
Yeah.
Barely, because the lights are off.
Now you're dealing with the man.
Oh, no. Voice has gone down a couple octaves, and...
Mate, when I take off my glasses...
Yeah, it's all hell breaks loose.
They're the only thing that keeps me sane.
Oh, no. He's quite the superhero, isn't he? mate, I went out, like, basically he fell in love with his computer.
Okay.
Everyone was laughing at him. Ah, you're a bit of a goose. But a lot of people were doing it.
Okay.
Long story short, the movie kind of dragged on and it was a bit boring towards the end. I'm not going to give away the ending. So I thought to myself, well, how can I turn this, bad movie into a good situation? So I went out and purchased a similar product.
Okay, Windows 8.
Windows 98.
Yeah. Okay, good. I actually am in love. Windows 98 was the best Windows they ever made.
Really? Well, you might recognize you might recognize a few sounds, a few calling cards.
Maybe a few old friends will call in. I am Microsoft Sam. Loved him.
Maybe the little paperclip that helped you with so many projects. I see you're writing out a love letter to a loved one. We all know that he's going to no one, going under your pillow for the...
I see you're writing a love letter to Jenny. Mate, she's seeing Dion. Yes. She's not into you. How about you write one to Rebecca?
She's a frumpy girl. Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
We're all in our own leagues here, mate. You happen to be at the bottom of the table.
Would you be interested in meeting her, Zach? Because I haven't.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't.
I've actually installed her onto the computers here in the studio.
Yep.
So, would you like to?
Yeah, no, I would love to.
Right, I'll just open up the program now. Oh.
Hello, and welcome to your new operating system. Please answer the following questions so I can customize my settings to suit you best.
Well, no, I want.
First of all. Can I have your name?
Zach.
Thanks. Now, please, briefly tell me about you.
Mate, things are hotting up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a brief synopsis on...
All right, I'm 25, didn't finish high school, work as a bit of an estimator. Mate, I make fat stacks of cash.
Oh, that's good.
So if you're into that, then got you covered on the money front. If you're into the personality, a little bit on the light side, to be honest. Not much to...
Wow. You're boring.
No!
Mate, it's all over.
No!
It's all over before it began.
We were going to go on a cruise together.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. Oh, Windows 98.
I will avenge her.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back off.